So good morning, my lovely friends. Thank you for joining me. Thank you for joining me here and witness and share the space of the other episode, the next episode, today's episode of Kick of the Day with Spirit, our daily conversation about anything spiritual, anything life-related, anything related to our lives, our experiences of being human and being spiritual at the same time. So thank you very much for joining me. I'm your show host, Susanna Medium. And then if you are very, very new to this podcast and this conversation, I tell you what, I'm very excited that you are here and you found us, you found this conversation, and I hope you will find it interesting and inspiring as the weeks and the days will go forward, go ahead, as we are going with our growing with our own time. So here we go. Now, this podcast, the daily version, Kick of the Day with Spirit, is designed to bring you some inspirational conversations, some reflections, some wanderings and ponderings and sharing something about anything related to our lives and then how we can use that experience, life experience, real life experience to reflect, to grow and to be really, I did not want to say mindful, but really being human, being real and have a meaningful life, as meaningful as we can create it. So here we go. Today, I'd like to talk about nature. Now, objectively, I don't know much about nature. I love nature. I love the trees. I love the animals. I love the wild animals and then the nature out in the wilderness. And then the tamed nature in my garden. And then the tamed animals in the farms or the friends' allotments everywhere where we can find animals. So you see, what happens when we are seeing animals? What happens when we are seeing animals? I'm really posing with this question because I'd like to invite you to take a moment and just look around in your own environment. What animals can you spot? Maybe you have some pets. Maybe you are sitting and listening with your pets. Maybe you are taking your pets for a walk. Maybe you are just wandering and looking through the window and you are trying to spot an animal, anything, maybe something buzzing, maybe something flying, maybe something running, maybe something barking or meowing or neighing or any sound they can make. But then most certainly, one way or another, we all have had experiences, first-hand experiences with animals. And then you know what happens when we are really being quiet in the presence of animals. What do you notice? You notice their own senses. You notice that they are alive. They have their own lives. They have their own characters. They have their own mission to be alive. Every single one of them is alive, just like ourselves. Did you notice that? How they are creating their own communities, how they are communicating, either creating some sounds or claiming their space or just being very quiet. And then in that sense, they are already communicating something to us humans and to the rest of their friends, the animal friends. But then most certainly they are creating something. And then you see, this is what I have been observing. What is happening amongst animals? How they are creating their own communities. You know, in the spiritual sense of the world, we are always talking about we are here humans, and then we have the spirits, and then we have these dimensional energies and those dimensional energies, and then this is how we can sense them, this is how we can work with them, and so on, and so on. But then to be honest, when we are working with animals, the conversation is just the same. When I'm working with animals on the spiritual realm, they have the same conversation. So for me, they become humans. They embrace human qualities, with their own energies. But then you see, when we are observing them creating their own reality and living in their own realm, we can notice certain patterns. And this is what I want to talk to you about. Did you notice that they are creating their own communities? And then within their own communities, they are creating the stronger ones or the strongest ones. And then they are creating the ones in the middle. And then they are creating themselves as the weakest, maybe. Maybe they are creating themselves as the one who needs to lead the whole pack. Maybe they are creating themselves the ones who can just live their lives. They do not need to be afraid of the leader of the pack or their groups, or they don't need to be scared of being the weakest of many. But then most certainly, they are creating their own communities. They are creating their order. They are creating their pecking order, if you say it or label it this way. So you see, I've been witnessing some birds out in nature. I live nearby a lake, and very often I see the swans and the ducks and then the various birds flying and acting out or creating their own space, creating their own territories in that sense. And I'm also observing the behavior of some chickens in some farms I've been visiting, and some other allotments wherever I can find these animals. And then I'm absolutely intrigued just by their characteristics and then their energies. But then you see they are creating their pecking order. And what I've been noticing, that one season, the one who is the strongest can have everything. They can really hold the space for themselves and claim everything they want. And then most certainly they order the rest of them to be in certain ways, whether they like it or not. They could fight very, very strongly and heavily to maintain that position within their communities. And then, of course, the ones who are not the strongest, whether they are physically weaker or they don't have the essence of being the leaders for that season, they fall behind, and they might be the ones who are at the bottom of the pecking order. And you can observe their behavior, and they become very timid. They become very withdrawn. And then just because they are holding that frequency, of course, we are talking about frequencies. Of course, the other ones, the stronger ones, whether they are the leader of the pack or the flock or whichever community we are talking about, or the middle strength, the middle ones, they might be attacked by the strongest in the community. And sadly, in this environment where I've been observing animals, quite recently I witnessed when the strongest ones are or have been attacking the weakest animals. And then you see, it made me think that how come one season the one which was the strongest, the next season, the following year, that becomes the weakest? And of course, that animal does not understand what happened. They are confused because they still want to lead the pack, the flock, their communities. But then for some reason, the others have become stronger and they have claimed their own position. Their frequencies have changed. And of course, the one who used to be the strongest now is at the bottom of the community. It's very sad and very heartbreaking, really, to see how they are interacting when they are claiming their own spaces. But then you see, as humans, we can help them if we are in that position, or we just need to leave them on their own, because they need to be able to sort out their own territories and their own energies. That's why they are in that physical form. And with the source, with energy, they are able to figure it out one way or another. Maybe the weakest will become the strongest. Maybe the weakest will perish, die. Maybe they kill each other. This is what animals do, because they are following their own instincts. We cannot step into that realm. We can just witness, and then humanly we can feel the emotions. Why? Because we are feeling, we are sensing the frequency, the energy of what they are experiencing, even the emotions. You know, I dare to say, of course they have emotions, animals. But then we cannot really step in unless we are really owning those animals, or we are not owning the animals. The animals have chosen us to be our friends during our lifetimes. I feel it's much better to say that way. But here we go. So the pecking order. So animals create their pecking order, and then they are changing their pecking order. So imagine if you are taking your animal out of one pack and then putting that animal into another flock or another pack or another community, that might immediately create a very different position for themselves. So they are learning throughout their lives, they are experiencing different frequencies, different positions in their own communities. And then life goes on. So we see these are the animals. But what happens when we are talking about ourselves as humans? Humans. Let's talk about our pecking order. Are we the leaders in our own pack? Are we the middle ones? We are just going along this way and that way, maybe nodding our heads to the strongest ones, and maybe we are pushing the weakest even further down and on the pecking order of human reality, or maybe we are hoping that we will be fine, maybe hoping that one day we will be the leader of our pack or our community. For one way or another, we have our thoughts and emotions, or maybe we are the ones who are the weakest in our own communities, in the pecking order, where we are experiencing or how we are experiencing our lives. We might be the weakest, maybe because this is how we have created, maybe this is what our soul have created. In fact, not maybe, but our souls have created that realm that we need to experience to be the weakest. We need to experience that we are the middle ones. We need to experience that we are the leader of our pack or community, because our souls, humanly, that's interesting, humanly, or the souls, well, our energies, our essence, this is how we have created ourselves when we came into this earthly reality, choosing one reality, choosing one position, if we say position in the pecking order. But then you see, can it stay the same? Can it stay the same? For some people, it might stay the same. Those ones who have historically, in time, linear time, if I say it, let's just simplify it this way. Let's just no sidetrack ourselves here. But then those who have historically, created their own reality, that they are always at the top of the pecking order, they might still hang on to their power of being on top of the pecking order. And then we can just ask, how long are they going to stay there on the top of the pecking order? What is going to happen with the ones who are in the middle or the bottom of that pecking order of human reality? There are communities, humanly communities. The communities humanly established themselves. And then what happens to the ones who are at the bottom of the pecking order? Now, if you look at the animals, we said they are changing their positions. Humans, we are changing our position. If you just think about that, we are being born in one family. We are immediately learning what position we have in our family, or in fact, what position our family has, or sooner or later, we are figuring this one out. Maybe not when we are two or three, because when we are two or three, we are establishing our own position, our own identity. And then in that sense, in the pecking order of in our own world, we want to be the top of the pecking order, because when we are two and three, we are establishing our kingdom or queendom or our own reality. The whole world is moving around, turning around ourselves, because we are just creating ourselves, our identity. But then as we are growing, when we are 3, 4, 5 and older, then we are very quickly learning where we are in our communities, what position we have, whether we are talking about the family, whether we are talking about the various establishments we are taking part, or our families put us into those establishments. So we are really establishing our pecking order within ourselves, or that the establishment is really establishing itself within ourselves, so that we know where we are, where we belong in a pecking order. even when we are 4 and 5, we know that we need to be quiet because it's not our turn, because we are not the top of that flock, of that pack, of that community to talk and hold a space for everything and everybody. So you see, we can go through life analyzing all the various years and all the different establishments when we are on the top of the pecking order, the middle or the bottom of the pecking order. Now, when we are in nurseries and schools, whichever establishment what we are, we can talk about traditionally in that sense. You see, I'm just very vaguely using these categories here. But then we don't even have to think about where we are in that community, what position we have, because it is already established for ourselves that we are, or where we are in the pecking order. Within that small community, however, on various occasions, we can create where we can be in the pecking order, namely if you are doing better in that sense, better in the in that establishment or in that group, then we might be on top of the group, we might be the top of the pecking order, or we might be the middle, or we might be the bottom of the pecking order. I personally remember I was never very good at running and doing any kind of sport activities or throwing. And when things were measured, I was always the bottom of the pecking order through many, many years. You see, these things stay with us. You can think about your own life, where you have been when you were growing up, what position you have taken in one opportunity or one occasion and next occasion and so on and so on, what kind of position you have taken in your pecking order in your group. But then you see, it is so easy to create life. Life is creating us. Well, simply because at that age, at that stage, we do not know it otherwise. So we are being imprinted about where we are belonging in a pecking order. And then that can have a very strong impact on our lives. On our lives and in a way how we are thinking about ourselves, our how we are valuing ourselves, what worth we give to ourselves as individuals, pure individuals, the pure soul, the pure light, what we all carry, every single one of us. And then in that sense, that pure light, that essence, our connection to that essence might get lost very, very easily. In fact, it gets lost. Very sadly, very often it gets lost if we are not being nurtured in an environment that we can always come back to that point, because point of reference to know what our real essence is, simply because we are being in a certain settings here, there, as we are going through the different stages of our lives, especially when we are the younger generation, children and so on, youngsters, we are really conditioned to be in one way or another, and we learn where we are in the pecking order of the human reality. And we might remember, if we are being nurtured and nourished, we might remember our essence, or the essence of our soul, or the essence of our heart, the essence of our lives, while we are simply here, being here on this earth, what we need to do, what we need to do with our lives, what we need to do with our own senses, what is the meaning, the mission of our lives. If we are nurtured enough, somewhere it is at the back of our mind, somewhere it is in our hearts, very quietly, like a very, very gentle light, like a candle, just very gentle flickering through the years. And then knowing that we are really worthy of doing something or being something or knowing ourselves to just be in a way, regardless of the pecking order we have been created to live or experience our lives. The greatest awareness comes when we are able to realize that there is this duality in our lives. If you are struggling in your personal life, your conversations, your work situations, anything outside of you, in your environment, when you are struggling with things, just feel into the space, pause a little bit, pause, stop and pause and look around and feel and sense that realm, what is causing that sensation, that thought, that discomfort of what you are experiencing. Is it because you feel that you are on certain position, you are taking certain position in the pecking order in that environment, in your family? Maybe because of certain cultural ideas, maybe your upbringing has been such that you need to know that you can be only one way in that community called your family. Or if you are talking about your workplace, you might feel that you are always in one position. You can be always in one position, can take one position in the pecking order. Maybe if you feel... Maybe if you are not feeling really supported or loved or taken accounted for, maybe you feel that you are always unheard or pushed aside. Maybe just reflect, you know, just maybe reflect that you have created yourself to be at the bottom of your pecking order or the middle of your pecking order. Maybe you feel that you don't have the power to take on bigger conversations, to challenge the conversation. Or even if you don't want to challenge anything, at least you want to get answer to your questions. Just feel into the space. How are you positioning yourself in your own pecking order? Maybe what is the blockage? Where is the blockage you feel you have created all your life, throughout your life, things, life, your family, your schooling, your upbringing has created for you all the boundaries that you feel that you are not able to grow out of your own position and you cannot take a different one if you choose to. Or in fact, forget about the whole pecking order of human reality, because all our lives we have been so very much conditioned to take a position and to think about ourselves this way or that way. And then just notice, if you are turning up in certain situations, maybe you are turning up with your old school friends. Maybe you are turning up in a working environment where you know, naturally, you have created yourself to be in a certain position or holding a certain frequency. But then you know very well this is not you, because you know very well your heart center, your energy, your frequency, your life mission is about something else. Did you notice how often we are changing our ideas about ourselves depending on where we are, and then how we are positioning ourselves depending on where we are? And what communities, what groups we are belonging to, groups meaning families, different parts of the families, in fact, or different communities. Or maybe you are living in one town and working in another one, and then you have created a different reality for yourself. A lot of people find it quite hard, actually, quite harsh to deal with this reality when they have one reality over there and another position in a different pecking order over there. Very often, these positions are very controversial. And when life is taking us on a very, very fast-track journey, it's very fast, very quick. Sometimes we just don't have time to think about ourselves because we are thinking of family members and situations and work and then driving and then the traffic and then the shopping and then the prices increasing and so on and so on. Excuse me. We might not even have the time to think about ourselves. We are just realizing that we are not happy because we just don't know where we belong to, and we don't know. We don't have to belong to anywhere, and most certainly not to anybody. But then we have forgotten about ourselves. And when we are feeling, that is such a beautiful point, when we are feeling really squeezed and squashed and disheartened and disempowered by life, that is the moment when life is actually calling you to pause, to stop, to pause again and breathe. You see, every single conversation I'm talking about, take a breath. And that's the moment, that's the point where you are pausing, and then you step back, and then you take a very honest, objective look on your life. What have you been doing? How you have been living your life? What have you tried? Which way did you try to position yourself? Is it important? Is it going to be important on your last breath when you are ready to move on to the next reality? Is it what you are going to talk about? How you have positioned yourself here, there, everywhere in the different communities you are belonging to? Was it easy or was it very harsh and difficult? And then your whole life was spent on hard working through your life. Why? Because you have forgotten about yourself. You always or you never created time and space for yourself to pause, to breathe, to reflect, to objectively have a good look and good feel about your life, what is really important for you. Because when you are doing that, my lovely friend, when you are doing that in your own reality, there is no pecking order. There is no such thing as a pecking order. Of course not, because you are in your own essence. You are truly yourself, God consciousness, the highest of the highest energies, the universal energies. They granted you. You have chosen this reality to be in your physical format with your own spirit, with your brightest of the brightest energy to come forward and to experience this life as you are in your own terms. You claim your own time and space and your own reality, and then you are living your life through your own breath. Every single time you take your breath, this is how you are living your life. And then when you are in that realm, we don't have any pecking order. Or this establishment, what we have created for ourselves, or the way how we created ourselves, that we are important, not important, we are the leader, we are not the leader, we are valued, we are not valued, what do I need to do so that I am valued, what do I need to do so I need to change how people value myself, my way of being, my way of working. It's all constructions of our minds. And we just happen to be born into this reality. But in a sense, this is not you. It is not us. Our real essence is being alive and then breathing one breath at a time, one moment at a time. And that's your essence. That is your life. This is what you need to remember. There is no pecking order. And then once you get to that point, then you stop comparing yourself to the others. You bring yourself back to your heart center. You are nurturing yourself. First of all, you are making yourself vulnerable to yourself so that actually you realize that this is what you have been doing to yourself throughout your life, maybe many, many years. Doesn't matter many years because it is just one thing. You are counting. But then you realize that actually, I am a most lovable, beautiful soul I have ever met. And then every single moment when I'm breathing into my reality, I know I am valuable. And I'm so very unique and special that God consciousness, the highest of the highest energies, have chosen me to be here in this earthy reality. In fact, my soul has chosen this reality because it wanted to experience itself fully as possible. And remember, there is no pecking order here. We are just observing, we are creating those things for ourselves. The time what we live right now is just so poignant, so very special. That's why I love talking about these kind of things, because I know if this resonates at least with one person, then we are changing the energy, then we are shifting the energy, some kind of reflection, some kind of healing, some kind of anything what you want to label the whole thing. Last time I talked to you about labels, doesn't matter how we are labeling the whole thing, but then the energy is shifting. You are breathing differently. Why? Because there will be a breakthrough somewhere today, tomorrow, next week, next year. There will be a breakthrough. Why? Because you have brought awareness forward in your heart, not in your mind. You live your whole life through your mind. Now it is time that you are listening to your heart. Your heart. The wonderful, wonderful thing here is that it is available for everybody. Very often when I'm doing readings, consultations, working with your spiritual energies, with your loved ones in spirit, and so on, very often we are coming back to this conversation. Very often we are asking questions about others, other situations, work life, family, career, jobs, everything, possibilities out there, in, out there, outside. But then the big conversation is always about yourself, about you, about your soul journey, you know? So if you are interested in this kind of conversation, stay tuned in. Find me on my website, www.suzannamedium.com, ZSUZSANNAmedium.com, or for our overseas friends, it is ZSUZSANNAmedium.com. I would love to work with you. I would love to hear your stories as well. So you see, we are just going on with the conversation because I've got one more thing for you here. Actually, two more things. Oh, I love that. You know, at the beginning of this conversation, I shuffled my cards. As I told you, I am not working with tarot cards. We've got oracle cards, or actually, I'm just working with the energy. You know, nothing is scripted here. This is a call or a talk or how energy is coming forward. That's why we are here. So we have these conversations. But then the cards I have here, the deck is the Gaia Oracle card. Beautiful, beautiful. Beautiful design, and oh my goodness me, very heart-centered, beautiful deck by Tony Carmen Salerno. And the card which popped out, in fact, the card has chosen its space in this conversation, is the Sacred Journey, Life Cycles, Family, and Transformation. I love the way life cycles, shifts of energy. You never know, maybe you needed to hear this conversation today to start changing something, to allow the energy to shift within yourself. I would love to hear about your breakthroughs, about your questions, about your challenges. Feel free to send me an email to hello@suzannamedium.com, especially if you want to be part of this conversation, if you want to be on this even live or recorded or whichever format. If you would like to be my guest, send me an email to hello@suzannamedium.com. I would love to hear from you. Anything, big challenges, spiritual challenges, anything, something you have grown out, something you have realized, something you realize in a dream, and the following day things started moving forward for you, any of those things. So send me an email to hello@suzannamedium.com. Now, I tell you what, one thing, this is a long show. I know this, the kick of the day with Spirit is designed to be a 15 or 20 minute show, but then I tell you what, there is, you know, there is so much to talk. There is so much urgency about everything. So that's why we are talking. But I want to share something here, something else here. Now, I picked up a book, The Nature of Personal Reality by Jane Roberts. So if you are familiar with the Seth Conversations, my goodness me, this is one of the edition. I've got the 1978 edition. You know the book, you can smell. I cannot smell it for you, but I can make it, you know. I love it. It's 1978 edition of The Nature of Personal Reality, and I ask Spiritual Mia a moment here, because honestly, I remember there is one place where Seth is talking about the animals. You know, I started the conversation with the pecking order, with the animals, but then lo and behold, I did not find it, but I found something else. And listen to this. And this is how I'm going to finish this conversation, but I want to read this one to you, where Seth says, "My life is mine, and I form it." Tell yourself this often. Create your own life now, using your beliefs as an artist uses color. Excuse me. There is no condition that you cannot change, except one indisputably physically accepted at birth within the realms of creaturehood, such as a liability in terms of a missing organ or a functional lack. Functional lack. You know, we talked about the pecking order, what we created for ourselves missing, and maybe a little bit later in life, or much later in life, we realized how much we have missed because we were born in a pecking order. Okay, so this is how he follows, or it follows Seth. Okay, if you have been filled with self-pity because of a disease or a life situation, then seize the initiative, face your beliefs honestly, and find out the reason for the difficulty. Now, here I really love the way how it talks about faith, your beliefs, honesty. What beliefs do you have about belonging to this section of the pecking order or that? So faith, be honest with yourself. Then it says, let me find the next one. I close by saying, as I have said before, you are given the gift of the gods. You create your reality according to your beliefs. Yours is the creative energy that makes your world. There are no limitations to the self except those you believe in. I am Seth. I speak my name joyfully, though names are not important. Then each of you speak your names with affirmation every morning. Now here, what is really important is then each of you speak your names with affirmation every morning. Your name, yourself, your energy. You do not even need to say your name. Talk about, talk about yourself, feel your own energy. Feel your own sense. Remind yourself why you are here, why you have been born, what your soul has chosen, why are you living right now? Not what you are doing, why you need to do things, not the how, what, who, where, all those things, no, your own essence. You create your life through the inner power of your being, whose source is within you and yet beyond the selves that you know. Use those creative abilities with understanding abundance. Honor yourselves and move through the godliness of your being. My life is mine and I form it. So my lovely friends, my request to you, why did I get the word initiation? Take it. You know, Spirit gave me the word. Take the word initiation. Maybe that is the very first time you are hearing this kind of conversation. Take it away. So when Seth was saying, my life is mine and I form it, my invitation to you is that your life is yours and you form it. Be that way. So my lovely friends, thank you very much for joining me. This was the kick of the day with Spirit today on the 13th of April 2024, or wherever day, whichever zone you are listening to right now. If you have any question, if you'd like to hear about more about various aspects of this conversation, or in fact about anything, feel free to send me an email to hello@susannamedium.com. I would love to hear from you. And then hear your stories, witness your growth, sharing your experiences, because this is how we are creating the ripple effect to change and shift the energies while we are living in the humanly format. And remember, you are you. Okay, so I'm closing this conversation. Thanks for being here. We will be back tomorrow morning for another session of Kick of the Day with Spirit. And then from this place, I'm sending you lots of love and many, many blessings. And then let's see. Have a gorgeous day. And then see you tomorrow.